that you may know how I am and what I am doing. Tychicus will tell you everything. He is a dear brother and a faithful minister in the Lord. I'm sending him to you for this very purpose, to let you know how we are and to encourage your hearts. Peace be to the whole community and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all who have an undying love for our Lord Jesus Christ. Church, we just read the entire letter of Ephesians. It's a wonderful letter. And some would note that this letter is unlike the other letters in that most of the other letters are addressing some sort of problem or some sort of conflict. But Ephesians tends to be one of the letters that just has this positive tone. And it's a great reminder of what the old life used to be and then what the new life should be. Now, in ancient times, I don't know if they read this letter and after the conclusion of the reading of the letter, they sat around and discussed it. And, well, what stuck out to you? What stuck out to you? Well, what did he mean by the whole armor? And what's this business about mysteries? And do we really have the same spirit and power that Jesus had? We have the fullness of God? Perhaps it lent itself to those types of discussions. I hope that it leads to those discussions in our community of faith so that we can make distinction of what it means to be new and to get rid of the old. For me, the fulcrum or the point in this letter that contains the most energy is Ephesians 2, where we were dead in our sins, but God made us alive and we've been saved by grace and we've been created to do good works. That is a verse in a theme that runs rampant in Central Ohio Work Camp, this idea of being created to do ministry, to do service. And I shared this with the kids last week. And I share this every time I talk about Central Ohio Work Camp. Central Ohio Work Camp doesn't get done without the grace and blessing of God. Doesn't get done without the support of sisters and brothers in here. Doesn't get done without money. Doesn't get done without paint. Doesn't get done without referrals. And it doesn't get done if the homeowners say no. The homeowners have to say yes, I will let kids that I have never met in my life come and paint my house. That is a huge, huge commitment. That is a huge, huge decision. For me to come to them and say, hey, this is a camp that we run. We love Jesus. We love you. And we would like to serve you by painting your house. And they say yes. Some have reluctantly said yes. Some during the middle of the project said enough, but they let us finish. Why am I bringing that up? After reading the letter to the Ephesians, there's a question for all of us, and that is, will we let God do a makeover in our life? Will we let God make over that which is old and obsolete and done with? Will we say, yes, I'll let you come paint this old self and make me brand new? That's a question that we have to ask ourselves every day. Will we say, yes, come make me over? So just as we present to others to serve them, to say, hey, can I serve you? And we want them to say yes. Will we say yes to God who says, I want to serve you and I want to make your life brand new? As we conclude Ephesians, that's the question that stands before us all. Will we give him our heart? And will we say, yes, you can make me over? We're going to sing one last song, a song of invitation, song of encouragement, and maybe it's a song that encourages you to say, I've been saying no, I've been reluctant, I've been trying to do this thing all on my own. And I finally understand that I can't do it on my, I can't do it. That salvation and being made new is a gift of God. It is by the grace of God that I can be saved. And then once upon being saved, I will be launched to do good. That's what God created us to do. We are his workmanship or his craftsmanship. He has created us to do good works. But that comes after we say yes to our own makeover. If you are desirous of a makeover in the hands of the master craftsman, I urge you to say yes. I'll give you my heart. Perhaps for those of you who are already believers and Christians, it's just making a statement of recommitment to God, recommitment to Jesus. For those of you who are not a Christian, it's a moment to say, yes, I want to give my life to the one who gave his life for me, who died for me, who saved me by his grace. I confess, I profess, Jesus is Lord. And as he was baptized, I want to be baptized. I want to be raised to new life. I want to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. As we sing this song, if we can meet that need for you, come. Let's stand up and let's sing.